Blog Talk Radio.
Fight, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hello, 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 everyone. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesday right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor, my pleasure, and my just everything to be able to host this show tonight and to welcome you aboard to another fabulous evening. You know, all this month we've talked about homelessness and those that without homes or without houses, houseless and homeless. We understood how people prefer those to be used. And so we're going to continue that conversation tonight. And we've got some special guests that are with us. And we'll be coming on and sharing in the discussion tonight. It's going to be like a panel discussion with several individuals that are quite instrumental in making some positive differences in that community or that population of people. But before we get to that, you know, there's always a couple of things that we do to get ourselves emotionally and energetically ready to be able to receive the messages and so that we're all on that same plane. So the very first thing that we do is we recognize, we honor, and we pay tribute to our ancestors. We know, each of us, how to call upon our ancestors, and we know that there are certain ancestors that still hold us up, and they hold us up for us to do the work that we've been called to do. And we know that they're with us on Tuesdays because we normally go into conversations that are not normally talked about in an open environment out in the public. And we trust and we know that. And so I'm really indebted to the ancestors on Tuesday nights for coming in and giving us the voices to use to support and explain what's going on, and to the listening ear that is taking the information and going forward with it. So ancestors, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew, we give thanks. The next thing we do is we anchor ourselves in affirmative reading. And this is part of my contribution to humanity. It's an international ministry that I've been doing for a number of years. And it is daily aspirations and inspirations. And the one that I'm reading today is called No Separation. And I believe that this is so appropriate for this month that where we've been speaking on individuals that are dealing with a temporary situation in their lives without homes. And so, again, it's called No Separation. In the unity of the Most High, there is no separation. In unity, there are no labels, no titles, and no names that cause us to be separate from one another. No religious doctrine, no theology, no barriers that separate are allowed in this universe. God, Goddess, ordains unity by exclusion of all else. And I just wanted to read that one paragraph because that says it all right there. There is no separation. You know, when we came into this world, we didn't have all of these titles. We chose to add those titles ourselves. And so we give thanks to the Creator for giving us that mindset to know that we're all the same. You know, we're mirror image of each other. And if you would like to read any more of those inspirational messages, they can be found at revsandy.wordpress.com. If you subscribe to that, they will come to you automatically every day so that when you get up in the morning and open up your emails, it'll already be sitting there waiting on you. So, audience, we have a fully packed show this evening. And, again, it's going to be reviewing some of the speakers that we've already heard from this month and learning some new information and just being the best that we can be in support of the whole community, of the entire population. So, audience, you're invited to join in the discussion. And our intention is always to have everyone get that opportunity that wants to be heard. And our number here is 516-531-9819. And in order for me to know that you would like to speak on live on air with us, if you would just hit one on your dial, that will alert me that you do want to speak live on air with us. Otherwise, I would not be opening up your line. The only thing is once your line is open, if you would mute your line when you're not speaking, that's the callers that are going to be calling in with a question or a comment towards the speakers. So the speakers are going, their lines are going to stay open because they're going to be a part of the discussion. And so a lot of times people come back and they like to listen to the shows over and over again, or they don't stay up quite this late. And my promise is that we will have the best quality as possible. So that's all. If you would just mute your line, callers that want to share in the discussion, just let us know by doing the one. And then once you do come on, if you're not actively talking, if you would just mute your line. If you would like to listen to any of the previous shows, you can do so at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And my name is spelled SandyRodgers. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And once again, we're going to be talking about those individuals that are without homes or without houses and how we love and we support on them and what we can do actively to support these individuals. And we're going to be coming back. We've got several people that's going to be joining us tonight. Rose Mincy from A Touch of Rose. We'll have the Athens Alliance Coalition being represented by Charles Hardy and Marcel Mincy. And then our girl, Wanda D. Hollis, the motivational queen from the I Am Enough talk show. So it's going to be lively, so y'all buckle up, get your paper and your pencils ready for whatever notes you need to take. And I'm so excited that these individuals have made a slice of time on their calendar to come on with us tonight and to share in this wonderful, wonderful conversation we've been having all month. All right, so we're going to take a quick music break, and then when we come back, I'm going to open up the lines and bring on our special guests and get this party started. All right, we'll be right back, you guys.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, no, man. What a man. Checking each other out, hey. Nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
All right. Y'all know that Sly and Family Stone says it's a family affair. And I chose that because that's what this is about, you know, this community working together and supporting one another and supporting those that are perhaps a little bit down on their luck for the moment and what we could do to strengthen and encourage that population. So what I would like to do is just to take a couple of minutes and kind of refresh on what we've, the guests that we've had this month, and then introduce the folks that are coming in to tell you a little bit more about how they have, how they contribute to the wellness of the community of individuals that are having some temporary difficulties. So, so we started off the month with Tyasha Montez, and Tyasha has a community service that she's providing to individuals right here in Atlanta in the West End part of town, and she too has been impacted and affected by being without a home and going through that with small children. And so she has an organization where she helps out, and she literally just walks the streets over in the West End area of town. And, you know, whatever and whoever she can help is exactly what she does. And her organization is called Earthship Community Center. And so she is really, really going around, and she's living her word. So, you know, it's not just talk, but she's actually doing the work out in the community. And then she, the Earthship is a mothership type of organization. Her part of it is called Can I Help You Heal? And so with that, she's going and helping individuals. The following week, we had Dora Chambers, who once she recovered from her a houseless situation. She went to build a establish a home in Tech families to be able to come in and have a place for the entire family to be able to stay. And I think it was like three or four different families she was looking to house in the facility. And her neighbors and the extended community was so alarmed about her having a homeless shelter that, man, they just raised all kind of heck. I'm gonna use that word. They raised all kind of heck and not wanting her and fought her every step of the way for her not to be able to get the licensing that she needed for that. And we learned of a terminology, NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y, which stands for not in my backyard. And so she wanted us to understand that what she went through by taking a boarded up home that nobody was really paying any attention to. And she had these individuals in this house, I think she said for a year before she started obtaining the license or wanting to get the license and everything. And when they found out what she was doing, in the end, they set her house on fire. So that was that story with her wanting to give back and provide help to those individuals that were, like I said, you know, experiencing something temporary. And then last week we had Lorinda Hawkins Smith, who was in a domestic violence situation with her husband, and he had put his hands around her neck. And she was attempting to get away from him, and she said she felt this voice on the inside of her told her to turn her head and bite, and that's what she did. Well, when she did that, left a mark on her husband's body, and she was put in jail as a result of that. And so, you know, and again, she came and told us about the NIMBY terminology and how it's used. She lived for a while right there on Skid Row in Los Angeles. If you're ever, if you've ever heard of that, it's a pretty infamous place there. But she's been on the show before as well. And Lorinda was very straightforward with telling us what her experiences were and some of the other individuals that are there. Now, last weekend, trying to think if it was this this weekend that just passed. No, it's the weekend before. Wanda Hollis, the motivational queen, and I rode out to Athens because Wanda was in a collaboration with a group of people that were gifting tablets to homeless individuals or people that qualified, I'll say it like that, the people that qualified, and they also was providing free Wi-Fi to those same individuals. And so she and I took a ride out to Athens because I had worked with Mr. Charles Hardy of the Athens Alliance Coalition Incorporated, and he's been a guest on our show before, but I had never gone out to Athens and saw his operation or met him person to person. And so we did that last weekend on the 15th. And it was such an incredible experience. I tell you, Mr. Hardy is with us tonight, and he's going to be joining us momentarily. But I tell you, it still chokes me up because of the amount of love, honor, and respect that's shown to each one of those individuals that are living there where they are. It's an encampment is what it's called, but that just seems so cold to me because It's where these individuals are currently living. So it's their residence. And we're going to go into a little bit more detail about that. And then there's another close friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for some years. We actually met up at Hillside International Truth Center some years back. And Rose Mincy. Now, Rose has created a care bag for the homeless, and that's through her organization called Touch a Rose. And so she's been working with several organizations, and she wanted to come on and just share and talk about the contribution that she's making. So she was born in Savannah. She was raised in the Bronx. She attended Southwest High School here in Atlanta. She's graduated from Dillard in New Orleans, and she's been in hospitality more than 20 years, I guess about the same length of time that I've been knowing her. And she's always had a passion for helping others, and that's how she and I first became acquainted with one another, is that she was working out in the community and very active within the HIV and AIDS community, and so was I. So she's the founder and creative director of Touch a Rose Creative Expressions, and she touched lives everywhere she goes. And so she just wanted to come on and give some voice and give some information about some of the things that she's doing. So those are the two, and we've got a couple of other individuals that's going to be joining us as well. So for right now, I know Mr. Hardy is on with us, and Rose is in the queue as well. Thank you guys so much for being with us this evening.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Ms. Rogers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Rev.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you guys are doing the work, and it's just an honor for me to be able to share what you do with the world, because, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, and I don't have enough to be able to help. But we can all help in some way or another. So, Rose, if you just hang tight with me for just a moment, I wanted to... I wanted to get Charles Hardy on because, once again, the facility, the property where he has these individuals currently residing is a piece of property. When I tell you guys, there was not one scrap of paper, entire campus, not one piece of trash on the ground, not one. It was clean, it was pristine. People had their tents that had been donated to the organization, and the majority of them were on pallets so that they weren't directly on the ground. They were decorated. People had plants on the outside. It was their home. So it wasn't a shelter, the typical shelter that you would think of when, you know, people come in at a certain hour and then they got to leave at a certain hour and be gone all day and then they can come back, but then they got to line up. It's not that. This is actually a temporary home for these individuals that are there at the property. And so much respect and so much love. They have different parts of the property where they can go, and they got a game room, they've got a computer room, training room. Just it's so perfect, you guys. I mean, it would just literally just have you standing in awe of how this can happen in a place, not a metro, you know, like a urban metro area like Atlanta, but in a rural area like Athens. And that's probably why it can be established there and survive in the way that it has, because there's not all the politics, perhaps. I'm not sure why, but, you know, I've been around for a long time, so I'm just talking. But what I do know, what was shared with me, is that this is the only facility of its kind in the nation. And this is the first African-American male-led model of how to honor those individuals that are temporarily having a little bit of a problem in their life. So, Charles, thank you, sir. I want to publicly thank you for the love, the respect, the honor that you show the individuals that are there with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's my mission, Ms. Rogers. It's my mission, a mission that actually came from my mama, from God. I mean, I would never give up on trying to help our homeless community, because they're more important, just as important as the people that's living better than they are. And I love them to death. I mean, you see how we communicate with them. You see what we offer them. And I'm just honored to be able to be the first legal encampment in the nation, but a black man doing it. I mean, because, you know, they count us out in so many ways in life, man. And I'm just honored to know that it's a lot of attention been drawn to this. I know you're saying politics don't play a part, but I experience it here and there. But I'm going to be doing it to the day I die, because I feel like that's my mission. That's what God gave me to do. So I'm going to be doing it to the day I die. And I'm just, I'm blessed, too, to have that team that I got, like Marcel and Mr. John Smith. I got a team that got a heart like mine. And when you do this work, you got to have that heart. I mean, because you're going to see some real, I mean, like the first couple that we even got housed that were homeless, they had been homeless for 13 years. Imagine living in the woods for 13 years. So I got that team, and I love my team. I love my staff. And without them, I mean, I don't know what would have been. I probably would have been broke down myself by now.
Yeah, well, we know the team has got to be together, you know, and you do. Because when Wanda and I drove up, Charles wasn't there when we arrived. And so I was so impressed, because I'm looking, you know, at this property, and I saw how clean it was. And that's just something that really got my attention. And so I'm wanting to, you know, just take a picture from the outside just to, you know, not showing anybody, but just, you know, being able to have that on the outside, being able to just to have some, just to have it documented, right? But
yes, ma'am.
And the staff, I think it was Miss Smith, you know, like, oh no, you there are no pictures allowed up in here, and, you know, and so like it was said with love, but she was like, look, we be respecting our people, and so yeah, that was so cool. You know, how she was able to do that and to be able to respect me and them, you know, at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's what we aim. We like you said earlier, Ms. Rogers, that is like their home. They dress, if you look at inside of some of the tents and stuff that we have out there, I mean, you would think that it's actually a living room, because it's neat, it's clean. They got it well maintained. They have flowers on the outside, and just the services and stuff that, you know, we give them free Wi-Fi. They got color TV. They got heat. They got fans. I mean, we give them clothes. We get donations from everywhere, and we don't have people as far as Washington D.C. come visit this camp, because they just like you, Ms. Rogers. They was like, wow, this is really working. And we love that. We invite visitors all the time. Y'all want to come see, but please be mindful of the people, because This ain't a zoo. So be mindful,
exactly,
and give them respect like you're entering their home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love
it.
Yeah,
it's just all over you. You know, like you go into a whole different zone when you get there. You know, like and they
that's what my staff be telling me. They be like, the homeless people there tell me, they be glad to see me when I get. Even though the staff, you know, we open 24 hours a day, we don't restrict them. From going in and out. They free to leave anytime they want to, any time of the day. We get them 24-hour security. We got 24-hour camp attendant to assist them. We feed them twice a day. We give them breakfast in the morning, dinner in the afternoon. If I ain't there, Mr. Miss is there, Miss Smith is there. I mean, we get them everything. We help assist to get them food stamps started. We open March the 16th. And as you see, they gave us a school. I paid $1 mm-hmm. for the school, so they gave us a school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we use that school to help us to house them. So, I mean, we give them everything. Everything that they need to be successful and get back into society, that's what we do.
Yes. Yeah. It's just you can feel the energy there, Mr. Hardy, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, It's not make believe and it's not just for air or something like that, but it's a true feeling. And I don't remember the young lady that was sitting there doing the macrame, you know, but you know she was at home for real, you know, like she was having a conversation with me and Wanda, you know, and she was cool and she didn't mind talking about her life and you know the things that she does and things like that. So it was a true warmth of people, you know, like family. It was really, really family there.
And Ms. Rogers, you got to think, when dealing with homeless, this been going on for decades. Homeless been mm-hmm. going on for decades. But we're constantly seeing it grow. And I think Mr. Messi touched a lot of base up with y'all on this. But we're constantly seeing it growing. The cost of living going up. Minimum wages mm-hmm. ain't moving. So mm-hmm. a lot of people that I'm telling you, my phone rings 24 hours a day. People that have been unhoused because the rent done went up or because it's just nowhere to go. One lady called me last week, had been in her home for 30 years and raised her mm-hmm. whole family. And now she's forced to be, like, living in a tent next week. She got to go because she can't afford to stay there. So it's getting rough, man. But we – instead of, like you said earlier about the politics, right? Instead of playing politics, let's play helping the community. And one thing I got to tell you, one thing I do not like, I don't like to sit down and do a bunch of talking. That just mm-hmm. ain't my style. Because when we sit down and doing all this talking, somebody's laying on the sidewalk or somebody's mm-hmm. getting moved out of their home. So let's stop doing all the talking and let's put our boots on the ground and get the people to help that need the help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, yes, ma'am.
I saw you have posted where Aramark is one of your community partners, and they just brought
ma'am.
Blankets and towels and sheets and just all kind of supplies over there. And let me just say this too about and Wanda is online with us right now too. Is that there's a shipping container where all the supplies and extra blankets and that kind of things are kept. They have facility, they have space, room for the residents' animals if they need care, and they have lockers for people to be able to store their excess clothing and things like that in. So it's like there's no little thing that's left out. You know, it's such a complete protection and way to for a person to come in and truly be completely taken care of in that facility.
Yes, ma'am. So Yes, we do have a shipping container. We get, like I said, we get donations from pretty much all around the United States. And I'm glad that they show our community, because we're not the only one faced with homelessness. We got, I mean, it's everywhere now. But I'm just blessed that my organization is strong enough to reach the voices that need to reach, so we can get the things that we need, hygiene items, the hygiene item, the clothing, the food, the canned goods. I mean, I had one lady actually donated her whole office building.
Wow.
And bring it over there. That's the chairs, all those nice chairs and stuff that you see back in that room. Yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
Where that came from.
Okay.
So, I'm glad that we are able to actually, Atlanta, I think I told you, Atlanta reached out to us and wanted us to come up there and help them form somewhat something like that. And I just don't think I'm going to have enough energy. I'm getting old now, so I know my time is going to be limited. But I got to fix home before I start branching off in other places. But we always open to working with other people, networking with other people to help get them started, or just to assist them with their homeless people. Because it's important, man. We can't keep overlooking the problem. We got to fix the problem.
Exactly. Well, I would think that people would come there and take notes and study what it is that you're doing, and then take those thoughts and ideas to make it work for where their community is, because it's not going to be the same. And so what I was saying about rural Georgia or Athens, not that there is a lack of politicians, but I don't think it's as heavy, and it might be, but I was assuming that it would not be as heavily influenced on the political side as it would in an area like Atlanta that has all of these, different counties and, different politicians and the mayor and this and that, and all of like that, because you're not as heavily populated as Atlanta. Although I don't know, though, man, because we was out there in some traffic for real.
See, I think the key to the game, and for anybody that got a nonprofit that listen to your show, I just want them to know that the object of the game is to put the pressure down. You got to put the pressure down and make the problem aware. And that's what pretty much me and Marcel and my organization done. We put the pressure down. We got a big University of Georgia here that grossed over $1 billion a month. But yet, right down the street, we got over 50, 60, 70 people laying on the sidewalk. Help me to understand that. I mean, I don't get it. So what we did, my organization did, we put the pressure down, not just on the city, but on the mayor, commission, and just started showing and sharing our thoughts on why nobody choose to want to help these people that's laying on the sidewalk. I mean, we could go by in a car all day and get them $5, $10. That's not helping them. That's not helping them. That's a temporary fix. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cut. That's temporary. We got to change. This is 2022. We're not living in the 70s no more. So now I'm not inclined to ask you for help. Now I got to tell you I need help. So that's a big difference. I can ask you to please bring me some water, but I can tell you to bring me some water, and that's two different meanings. So that's what Athens Alliance did. We got out and we told them this is what we need to happen. And I ain't saying it in an aggressive way, don't get me wrong, but it's time to stop talking and start doing some work. Every time election time come up, they want to say vote. But I'm yet to hear you say anything about you want me to vote for you, but tell me what are you going to do for the youth? What are you going to do for the homeless people? Explain that to me, because I ain't heard now one of them said nothing about that yet.
Yeah.
But I get a card in the mail every day telling me to vote. How can I vote for you when you ain't trying to do nothing to help this community?
Right.
So, I mean, it's time to put pressure down, man. That's the only, we can't keep turning the cheek and letting you, letting your other side get hit too. You got to let them know, look, I'm not taking no more licks. These people need help. So what are we going to do about it?
Because, you know, that was what we were talking about when we were down there. I know
yes, ma'am.
For me, one of the things that, that is just really kind of baffling is how when we have different activities happening in the Atlanta area, how, you know, they put up all these barriers and then the homeless people are just like they vanish somewhere. You know, I don't know what happens to them. But they're not in plain sight anymore, you know, and they've done that to the parks and to the areas where we had Peachtree and Pine was a homeless shelter right there in downtown, especially during the winter months and stuff, you know. And now those places, they don't exist anymore, and so
I went to, I'm going to tell you, I went to Tybee Island a couple weeks ago down in Savannah. And this is so crazy. So I went to Tybee Island, and I was going to, you know, Tybee Island, it's the end to it. So when you get to the end of Tybee Island, you have to actually turn around and come back out. And I went down there, and on the way into Tybee Island, actually to the beach part, on my left-hand side, I seen, I know, at least 700 tents. And I couldn't understand why 700 tents are homeless people. So if you got 700 tents, you got roughly at least 1,000 or better homeless people out there. And I said, I couldn't understand why is it like that. So I did a little research, and what Savannah is doing, they're pushing. If you ride downtown Savannah, you will see that there's no homeless people nowhere. Nowhere on the corner. You know how we might see in Atlanta and Athens, you know, people standing on the corner homeless trying to get some money. And nowhere in Savannah do you see it. They done literally drove everybody that unhoused or homeless out of the city. And they ain't trying to help them whatsoever. Like what? Not, like none. I'm seeing U-Hauls pull up. People, people just becoming homeless, getting their stuff off the U-Haul and trying to find them a tent to stay. And I'm like, how is this fixing a problem? This ain't fixing no problem. So they done literally drove them out of – and I think that's what – and don't quote me on this, but I think that's what every city is trying to do, like push all the homeless people out the way to make it – make they feel like the city is livable now. You don't have to worry about seeing a homeless person. But these are human beings that we're talking about.
Exactly.
These are humans. We can't do that. Imagine if God did us like that. I mean, come on now. That ain't the way it goes. So if I was in Savannah right now, I'd probably be, boy, I'd be their worst nightmare because that I just couldn't go for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I know when I was in L.A. A couple of months ago or last month, whenever it was, so the new thing that's going on there is that they have, like the trucks that have the campers on the back of them or like the VW minibuses, whatever you call them. And it's so obvious that, you know, it's where homeless people are living and they stay in a neighborhood on a, you know, on a street until somebody, you know, calls the police on them or whatever, and then they're run off from that location. But that's how some of them are doing there. So it's the same process that you're talking about, you know, like not being out, but there's a lot of people on the streets in the, of L.A. as well. But,
It's a real messed up thing, man, but like I said, I'll be doing it till the day I die. Maybe God would direct me soon to go to another city, another town, and help them with their situation also, because my organization just surpassed all of everything that they said can be done. Since we've been open, we open March 6th, on 3/16, we open. And
this
since
year?
We've been open, yes, ma'am. And since we've been open, we done got more people housed, more homeless people housed, and more homeless people jobs than any other homeless shelter in our city. So that tells you right there that the program is working. That, I mean, that tells you that it's working. And they still trying to figure out, how is he doing it? How is this man doing this? I told you I got a good team. I got a good team. And we got guard behind us. So we're going to keep trying to make it happen, man.
I thought you had been out there longer than that. I mean, it looked Wow.
316 is the day that we open up. And since we've been open, I mean, you see my social media and website, man. We're getting people how – because a lot of the people in the city, property owners, property managers, they see the work and they want to help. They just needed a guide pretty much. And Anthony Alliance is a guide. So they call me once a month, once a week. Hey, Mr. Hardy, we got 3 apartments coming available. You got any of your guys ready to come out? So that will make it easy. They make it so easy because when they call me, one call, like November the 3rd, we got 2 more people moving out. So that'll be like 19 people we done got housed.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it all working, but it's all about connecting those dots and putting that pressure down.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just 7 months you guys been over there doing what you're doing.
7 months, and we done beat every kind of statistic that have a homeless shelter in Athens.
I would say a lot of other places, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people have those type of processes in order where they're working to help people to, you know, to get out and to get something to replace what they had, you know, with a permanent home type of deal. They may. I don't know. I'm just impressed with what the work that you're doing down there. Wanda, was there something you wanted to say?
Well, you know, I was, too, just so impressed. And thank you, Mr. Hardy, and your team. You all are doing such an incredible job. I was actually out today and, you know, talking about the homeless population, being that most people just want to remove people and be like they're invisible. So my experience after meeting with you all, I had a interesting experience. I had actually went to the laundromat one morning, a laundromat that I had never went to before, and I witnessed like 4 people laying on the pavement. And I said, God, you sent me over here for a reason. So since that, and this was only a week ago, so I've reached out to the owner, and I'll be talking to her, and just to establish a blanket drop. And she even said that, you know, sometimes the people come through and they like, you know, you got some socks, you got this, you got that. And to help with the resources of getting somebody off the street is where we really need to push, because they're not invisible and it affects our whole entire community. And I just love what you guys are doing. I'm so impressed. I tell people about that facility. I mean, walking them by, like you were saying, Miss Sandy, about, you know, like even if you got pets, you know, got some place for your pets to hang out. You know, it's just really, really a calling on your life that you all have picked up that mantle and just run, just totally taken off, you know, totally ran with it. So I just want to say just thank you. I feel so honored to just have that experience of going through there, because you definitely, like Sandy said, you definitely get chill bumps. You feel so excited to know that there is somebody actually doing something that's going to make a large impact on our community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Indeed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring Rose up to the mic, and don't go anywhere, Mr. Hardy, Wanda. I just want to make sure I include her in the discussion, because Rose is here in Atlanta, and so there was this young man that Wanda and I had an opportunity to talk in depth with. Wanda did an interview with him, actually, and his name was Marcel. And he said his name really fast, and I was wanting to get what he was saying his last name was. So this was toward the end of our visit, and I said, so how do you spell your last name? Is it M-I-N? And I said something, you know. And he said, no, it's M-I-N-C-E-Y. I was like, now that's the name of one of my guests that's going to be on the show today, you know, on the 25th. Is she a relative of yours? And he's like, oh, yeah, she's from our Florida family. And I was like, oh, my God, now it's a small world, right? So I want to So I told Rose about it, and I just want her to come on because, you know, that is something within their DNA of that family that, you know, they didn't even know each other was working in support of people that are without a home, you know, temporarily. And so I just thought that that was so fascinating, you know. And so Rose had already reached out to me when she first got the newsletter at the beginning of the month. She was like, Sandy, I want to come on and tell people what I'm doing, you know. So, and these are ideas for you guys, you know, if there's something, if you're retired and you don't have anything to do and you say you're bored or whatever, these are ideas that hopefully will help you to put some of that energy, some of that time that you have to benefit others. You know, it don't have to be at a homeless shelter, but just listen to what people are doing, you know, and you could apply this to your life. So welcome to the show, Rose.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so that, you know, you say that's in the genes for the Menses, evidently. So that's a good thing to know that someone that's in my gene pool doing some of the same things that I'm doing. I look forward to meeting Mr. Marcel and talking with him, as well as Mr. Hardy. Mr. Hardy, I do want to give you thumbs up and claps and all of that, and praise God for the work that you're doing, and, you know, continue to do that, and hopefully it will spread to the other cities so that we don't have the plight that we're dealing with right now in Atlanta. I just, you know, I want to start out by saying the reason why I do what I do is basically to honor my sister. I see my sister's face in the homeless, and those that know me know that I found my sister in 1999, and by that time we had been estranged for about 15 years, and she had been homeless in New York, and then I found her in Savannah, and she was homeless and on drugs and sick with AIDS. So by the grace of God, I was able to get her back to Atlanta and, you know, learn all that I could learn about AIDS, which is why I'm so passionate about working with that community. But she was given an opportunity to change her life around. And I'm fortunate for the time that we had to share together and for the impact that I had on her life. So we were truly blessed to get those 15 years back. Unfortunately, she passed and did her transition in 2015. But before then, we were able to a solid contact as far as being sisters. God knew what I was feeling about missing my sister and knowing my sister's heart. My sister had the biggest heart. You know, she never met a stranger, and she would give you her last. So I know that if she was still here, that she would be doing some of the work that I'm doing now, work that I'm trying to do. In January, God put it on my spirit to do something. Passing by and seeing people on the streets, you know, begging, and just we continue to pass by. We don't stop to try to do anything. So my thing was, God said, do care bags. So I went and rummaged through my closet and found all of these, you know, convention bags that I had from my hospitality years. Every time you went to a convention, they gave you a bag. And so I had all these bags laying around, and I decided to fill them up. So I filled them. We started in February, and I was actually on to do this three times a year. I was going to do it in February for my brother's birthday. I was going to do it in August for my birthday, and I was going to do it in December for my sister's birthday. Well, we started in February, and we haven't stopped. So beginning in February, I filled bags up with toothpaste, toothbrush, hand sanitizers, deodorant, soap, face cloth, socks, gloves, skull caps, Louisiana sausages, bottles, granola bars. And to lift their spirits, I put a daily thought in there from the hill. And then a personal note. that I wrote and I put in all the bags from myself and from my sister, just letting them know that they matter and that they are loved. And to see the look on someone's face when I drive up and give them a bag. My first, I realizing that I couldn't do it all by myself, Spirit put the thought of care angels. So my care angels are my friends, and they're outstanding, that volunteer to take some of my bags in their cars. And as they're traveling around the city, if they see someone in need, then they give them that. So right now we're dealing with about 14 care angels. Then, like you said, Ms. Are your team. My care angels are my team. They support me. They give donations. And they keep it going so that every day we're able to satisfy someone with just this small thing that we're doing. Of course, I would love to partner with other organizations so that we can do more. But right now, since February, we've given out close to 300 care bags. And we bags, but they're basically essential bags. I partnered with Vine City Corporation. For my birthday, I was able to give out close to 70 bags just at that one-to-one spot. So these are things that are definitely in need for our community. And I know that some people say, well, what can I do? It's such a big issue. But stop, because small things end up being larger things. And my small part is to give them my care bags and to give them something positive and to get that smile and that you know, that joy on. And I remember once I stopped by, I think I was around maybe Covington Highway, and I passed by a MARTA bus stop, and it was a lady sitting there, and, you know, I could just tell that she was in need. So when I gave her the bag, I saw her stand there and praise God and thank me and thank me for that bag. You know, she took out the bottled water, she went through it, and she was just holding stuff up. And, you know, that type of gratitude and that type of warm feeling, we don't get every day. So when we have the opportunity to put a smile on somebody's face, that makes my heart smile. Every opportunity that I get to brighten your day just a little bit in this world that we're living in right now, when everything is so hard and people are so mean to each other, to be able to share and spread a little love in that little bag that I give them, makes my heart sing. So, you know, I just say that to say that there is something that we all can contribute, because God has given us gifts that we can share. So find your gift and share your gift with someone that needs it.
Amen.
Able to do as much as you're able to do. But if, you know, if each one of us have the opportunity to touch somebody else in a positive way, imagine what this world would be like. So just between me and my care angels, we're doing whatever we can do to spread the love around the city. And of course we want to do more, but start somewhere. And this is where we're able to start, and this is where we do, where we do it throughout the city. And I, you know, I'm almost like you, Mr. Hardy. I'll be doing this until, you know, God gives me something else to do. But along that same line, I'm always looking at helping someone else along the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate being, you know, having the opportunity to share.
Oh, thank you. Your story is worthy to be repeated over and over again. You know, I've never done care bags, essential bags like the service you provide. But during the winter months, I always have socks, blankets, and maybe gloves in my car, you know. And I started that, I don't know how many years ago, you know, but that just becomes a staple that I have in my car.
Yes.
And so for you guys to, you know, to have all the additional items in the care bags, I like that, and that seems like that would make more sense, you know. And so, you know, you don't even have to worry about it, just, you know, give them a bag, here everything you need right here. I like that.
Yes. And you know, when you started the show, you talked about no separation, and I looked at that as to be no separation from God. No matter where we are in our lives, where we are on this journey, we're not separated. So, you know, because sometimes we feel like, oh, well, maybe God's not paying attention to this or God's not paying attention to that. Know that he pays attention to everything, and know that everything matters and everybody matters and everybody is loved. And if we could just continue to spread that, then our work is done. Just spread the love.
Yeah. With no thought of being publicly acclaimed. you know, like it ain't for that.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's about taking somebody's life for real. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. And I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and I said it takes more than one drop of water to fill the glass. And we know that water is essential to our lives. So I'm just grateful and honored to be a drop. You know, let me be a drop of water that fills that glass, that cleanses someone, and that, you know, nourishes someone's soul.
Yeah. And I pray that your angels just triple in number and that you guys get to just serve as many folks in the community as you possibly can. That is so powerful. Thank you for what you're doing, Rose.
Yes, and I'm always, you know what, and I'm always looking for more angels. So if someone out there is interested, then please hit me up at touchofrose@gmail.com. And in the subject, just put care angel. And I'll reach out, and we can make this thing happen.
You guys got that? Touchofrose, all one word, touchofrose@gmail.com. Like you touch,
yes,
T-O-U-C-H. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And put care
angel. Thank you. Thank
you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, put care angel on the subject. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, just hang in there with us. I don't want you to go anywhere. I just didn't want to ignore you. I wanted you to make sure that you were able to, you know, be a part of this discussion because it all connects, you know, everything that we're doing. You know, like Wanda has, Wanda's out there just doing a lot of stuff, but primarily, you know, she has radio shows and she's in the community and supporting and encouraging people everywhere that she is. And so, you know, that's part of the movement too, you know, and to be able to go out. I you know, like I said, I had Charles Hardy on the show before, and it may have been last year, I'm not sure, but I had no idea of this facility that he had, and it was such a divine trip to be able to go out there and, you know, to talk to, like I said, the couple of residents that I had a chance to, and then the staff people that was out there, Ms. Smith and the other young lady and Marcel, just wow. Wow. Oh, heavenly words, man. Yeah.
Yes.
But you feel it in your heart.
We're powerful. Yes, we're powerful when we work together and when we're, you know, when we're helping each other. Yes, when we're helping each other.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
I agree with you. Totally agree. Well, Mr. Hardy, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us? Words of encouragement, things that you've learned along the way that you can help feed someone that could possibly get them started in the service that they're doing to help others in the community?
I know one big thing that I learned. And I should have known this anyway, but some of the things that we take, I learned that some of the things that we take for granted is so precious to other people. I mean, we can sit here and cry about a $300 light bill, but what about right now we got over 1,600 people unhoused, sleeping in cars, on sidewalks. And imagine how they would feel to be able to get a light bill again. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We sit here and cry about the light bill, but some people don't even have lights.
Yeah.
Don't know when their next meal coming.
Yeah.
And I don't, right now, I don't complain about nothing. I mean, if you hear some of the stories that I have to hear, I mean, at one point, man, I was going in the woods to get people out of the woods, and I'm seeing kids, babies, sleeping on the ground. Somebody help me understand that part. I mean, like, seriously. So that's one big thing that I learned. And every day that I get up in the morning, every morning I wake up at 5 o'clock, and the first thing I do is go pray to God. I ask God to give me my mission for the day because I know what I see every day and what I hear every day, I need prayer. I need to be covered. When I'm going out, I got other people's lives now in my hand that really depend on. I'm like toting the whole city on my back right now. And I don't need no distraction from God's word. So I want people to just think about that. When you cry about you need some new tires on your car, imagine that homeless person that been riding a bicycle for over 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you crying about some tires. Come on now, man. I mean, seriously. But, yeah, I learned never take nothing for granted. And like the lady said a minute ago, we better when we build each other up instead of tearing it. You tear me down, you destroy me, you destroy people that need help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm a man. A lot of us know how to fend for ourselves, men and women. We know how to fend for ourselves. But you tear me down and you try to destroy me, but think about all the other people that depend on Charles Harden, Miss Wanda, and all us. I mean, you're destroying them also. You're stopping those people from progressing because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But
good
I
word.
Ain't
gonna
lose
that's
focus,
a good
man.
Word.
And I tell everybody else, don't lose focus, man. Stay on your mission regardless of what. Stay on your mission regardless of what, man, and let God continue to guide you where you need to be at because it's never easy doing God's work. Trust me. It's never easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, sometimes.
So when you think about,
Go
ahead.
No, you go ahead, Rose.
You know, he was talking about, you know, before he leaves to be prayed up. And I'll have to shout out to Hillside International Youth Center for giving me the prayer protection. I say it every single day. In the morning when I wake up, when I get in my car, I say the light of God surrounds me. The love of God protects me. Go ahead, say it for me, Sandy, because I'm getting too nervous. I can't even get it out.
I know, right? Sounds good to me. However you choose to do it, because, you know, just knowing that we've got that full armor, you know, as long as we call upon it.
Yes, the light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The flow of God protects me. And the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. Yes, and so it is. God is. Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Whew. Well, thank you, Rose. Thank you. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And, you know, and your ripple is going out, and now you've got 14 care angels, and hopefully you've got some more that will be joining you as a result of this show tonight. And look like you and Mr. Hardy kind of started around the same time. You started in February. He started in March.
Yes.
So, you know, the world's on fire thanks to you guys.
Yes, and Mr. Hardy, we do need to bring your ideas to Atlanta for sure. You need to share that. That's good stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. You've got to see it. It's just amazing.
I told you, Sandy,
amazing.
I do want to take a trip down there, so I am going to visit.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all come on and see you. Yeah. Ms. Sandy, I'm glad you really liked it, Ms. Sandy.
You know, it was,
she did.
You guys took my breath away because it wasn't about going to see a play or going to some type of a musical event or sporting event, but I felt the energy. I felt the souls. I felt the spirit of the whole property, of everything and everybody that was there. It was so powerful to be in that environment, to see how every little detail was attended to, how every person was made to feel so special, and how every person and animal, because there was a couple of cats, I think, and a little dog or something, but every living being there was honored, you know, respected and lifted up and made to feel worthy, of life and of their life in particular. And it took my breath away. And Juan and I, man, we talked about it all the rest of the day. It was just so incredible. You know, it's not something that you see every day. You know, you don't feel it, you don't see it every day. So, yeah. I think sometimes we got this thing confused, you know, with what life is, because they got us believing that life is about making all this money and having all these clothes and having all this, like you were just saying, you know, having all these problems that we got to be concerned with all the time. And what you guys are doing, you and your staff, what you guys are doing is honoring life force. It's honoring life. That's what it's about. That's the richness that we should all be seeking, not, you know, trying to get more toys or have more toys than everybody else. You know, I don't have words, you know. It's so spiritual what you guys are doing. It's just incredible. Just incredible.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's about what you give.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you give. Yes, yes. You know, I'm going to listen to the radio, and they always talk about what Monica says about people will forget but what you say. People will forget what you do, but they'll never forget the way you make them feel.
Exactly.
So, Ms. Holly, yes, so, yes, yes. Make them feel like they matter. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing, Mr. Hart. You're letting them know that they matter and that someone does care. And that's the most important thing. Yes. That's God's work right there. You know, and that's all I'm trying to do in my little corner is to let people know that they matter. Let them know they matter and that someone out here loves them and cares.
And it don't cost you a dime to do it. You know, just love on them. Just love on them and honor and respect them. But how few times is that actually done? You know, so
Okay.
I'm telling y'all, I'm trying to catch my breath right now. So, Ms. Wanda, you got anything you want to bring in here?
Well, not really. You know, just listening, taking it back in, and just reflecting on, like you said, what we went through definitely was a spiritual time. And there's definitely that blueprint that Mr. Hardy has laid out. I don't know if he has dropped the fact that this is, what you said, Mr. Hardy, the only licensed facility like this in the country. We really don't even understand how big of a thing this is in a small place called Athens, but it's all eyes on them. So it also comes with a lot of burden, a lot of responsibility, a lot of people, you know, microscopes up your behind, and you know, but you know, he's a king, so he can handle it. You know, he's made for this time. We have these responsibilities that we have to do. You know, Sandy, you hit it on the head of not needing any more toys. You know, we have to get really in tune with our people, you know, our community, and how we can really help serve. And if we did that, then this world, that's what will change the world. So we just have to start with where we are. You know, and Ms. Rose, I definitely will be calling you because we can work together throughout this whole entire city. And just the fact that I just want to say this. So when I was there, you know, and Mr. Charles, he shared with us, you know, about Atlanta reaching out and why he, you know, decline, and it made perfect sense. It's because you connect into the community. And when I went up to the laundromat, I actually went there today, like looking for those people that I had seen. And so I ended up having that discussion with the person that was working there. And when people trust you, then they trust you to help them, because that's another thing. There's so much mental illness out here. And when people say silly stuff like, oh, they should just get a job, not everybody can just get a job, you know. It's not about that. So when you have the compassion to understand a person's plight, then they can really feel that and will allow you to be able to help them. So I would say to all of our listeners to just take a look at who you can help, who trusts you to help them, and help. That's all it's required, to just do something, you know, something. Yeah. So just thank you all. Thank you so much for each and every soul that's on here, that's moving and grooving, you know, building God's kingdom, because that's what we were created for. Definitely.
That's it.
You're right.
So look, you guys, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show for any listener that has a question or a comment for any of the guests that have spoken tonight, Charles Hardy, Rose Minchie, Wanda Hollis, anything you would. Okay, let me grab this one. So I've got phone number 214-354. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Yes, please, Sister Sandy. This is Sister Brittany with Unified Wellness.
Greetings, Sister Brittany.
Thank you so much just for just creating the platform for this talk. I mean, this has been wonderful. I'm learning so much. And thank you all for everyone that's on the panel for all of your hard work and your leadership, most of all. It really means a lot to me. My question, or just really my comment, really, is just so the organization that I am a steward of, I basically want to help other people know about you, and I offer free advertising for people that are in holistic wellness, that is completely free. Also, I just wanted to have permission to share, I guess, what you're doing with the organizations that I am a part of as well. I'm very interested in getting to know you, and also just seeing how I can help get young people involved in what you're doing. I'm just grateful.
Thank you for that.
Another thing that we're offering now, and this may benefit the individuals that you are working with, we are offering a free 5-week meditation course. You know, if someone has Wi-Fi, if they have capability to get on a cell phone and just get on Zoom, they can participate completely free. And this meditation is geared toward creating heaven on earth, starting within. So I know that a lot of people struggling to get homes, or even people that have homes, just everyone right now is struggling to find inner peace. So this is, you know, what I can offer at this time to assist in the work. And I can give you the website and how to get people signed up for that, and also give you my email to sign up for the free advertising opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, please do, Brittany. And this is a powerhouse, you guys. She'll have her own everything coming up. So she's working on it. She is very dedicated to the work that she's doing. I'm already working with her, and She provides a very good service. She has a keen eye and ear. She knows what she's doing, and she can help you to elevate what you're doing and get the word out. So I really appreciate this five-week meditation. I was just reading an article this week on the increase of the mental health issues a byproduct of the pandemic, so to speak, and how people are really walking around in a silent depression. So that meditation, Sister Brittany, is just very, very key and very timely in the time that we're living in right now. So can you give us the information on that? Like, how do we sign up for that?
Sure, absolutely. So you can go to the website. It is unifiedwellness.org. That is UNIFIED, WELLNESS.org. When you go on the website, at the top you'll see a button that says 5-week meditation. If you click on that button, it will take you to where you can sign up for the class. And again, it is a totally donation-based service, so it is completely free to register. You do not have to pay to attend at all. And that starts actually this Sunday. The first session starts this Sunday at 3. It's going to last from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. And it will be conducted on Zoom by a meditation instructor. There's also
that's
some art
30
therapy
if that's your space.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So there's some other classes and also some other holistic providers and professionals that are on the website. And if you would like free advertising, you can email me at theunifiedwellness@gmail.com. All I need is a picture of your brand or yourself, however you want to be represented on the site, a link to either your website, your social media handle, or however people can get in touch with you to patron you. You can even link your email, and then just a small, short bio or description of what you offer the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is
very timely, very timely what you're doing, and we appreciate you. And it does take a village, you know, that to get us all through this this earthly experience that we're going through right now. So I appreciate you for creating a space to use your power and your skills in order to make a difference, a positive difference in what we're doing. Because you're absolutely right. Like Rose was saying earlier about the power of protection, the prayer of protection, it's the same thing with this meditation. You've got to be centered. And that's what Mr. Hardy was saying. You know, like he prays as soon as he wake up at 5, like, you know, I'll talk to you later, but for right now, let me get my talk on with the Creator, and then I'll meet y'all later, right, type of deal. So the meditation and the skills that I learned, I'm sure, will be very beneficial to any of us that would participate in your 5 weeks. So thank you for sharing that, Brittany.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Brittany. I'm online right now. I'm getting ready. I'm about to book now for the meditation. So,
all right then.
All right.
So we got Brittany's information: theunifiedwellness@gmail, and we've got Rose's toucharose@gmail. Mr. Hardy, you want to give us your contact information for Athens Alliance?
Yes, ma'am. It's athensalliancecoalition@gmail.com, or you can reach me by phone at 706 612 4556.
All right, y'all. So that's Athens Alliance Coalition at gmail.com, 706-612-4556. And Ms. Wanda, you want to give us some contact information for you, ma'am?
Okay, so right now, and let me just quickly drop this for anyone that I'm doing interviews for of course, businesses mainly, but entrepreneurs, all types of entrepreneurs, whether you're an author or any, you know, independent type of entrepreneur or either a community activist as well. So the best thing to do is to send us an email to IamEnoughTalkShow. That's IamEnoughTalkShow@gmail.com. That's very simple. Just send us an email. Put in the subject matter, whatever you need. You know, if it's an interview, then just put interview in the subject matter, and we'll take care of you from there. We do have, pretty soon we'll have a couple drop-off locations that we're doing a blanket drive. And one is going to be in Lithonia, and the other one will be in Decatur. So if anybody wants to participate there, just also send an email, and then we can get you that information out.
Yeah, this is that time of year.
And my website is www.IamEnough365.com.
I hope you guys got all of these information. If not, you can always go back on and listen to the show again and get the contact information toward the end. But I appreciate each and every one of my tribe that have showed up tonight to share what they have and what they're doing so that we work together. And if the support that you can give is a prayer, that is very, very powerful. So don't feel like, well, all I can do is pray for them because I don't have the resources or whatever. Just send positive energy out to people, and they'll feel it. They may not know it's you particularly, but they'll feel that there's some extra energy coming to help them to move them further ahead. And so for whatever all of us are doing, let us do it for the good of humanity. Let us do it for, like scriptures say, for the least of these. And that only means that people are experiencing a temporary condition in their life, not that they're any worse off or, you know, we got to be feeling all sorry for them, because that's not what it's about. It's about lifting everybody up. Remember, there's no separation from us and anyone else. And my heart just goes out to everyone that's been on this call tonight and sharing so genuinely the passion that they have for humanity and the ways that they're impacting. And again, come back on. Listen to the rebroadcast if you missed any of the contact information. And, again, bless everyone that is here with us tonight, Charles Hardy with Athens Alliance Coalition Incorporated, doing a wonderful, wonderful God-sent work. Rose Mincy with Touch of Rose, again, doing God's work with the essential bags that's being provided by her and her care angels. Wanda Hollis for doing the work that she does with I Am Enough and for the lives that she impacts. And Sister Brittany for doing that 5-week meditation series. We got it going on, you guys. Let's just keep it. Let's just keep rolling with it and keep uplifting one another. And I love all you guys so much. Thank you for being in my world.
Oh, we love you.
Love you.
We love you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So next month, everybody, I got about 2 seconds left. Next month, we're going to be talking about nutrition. We have celebrity chefs coming in. We've got people that's mm-hmm. going to be talking to us about the health benefits of what we call weeds out in our yards and things like that. And I'm actually going to give my testimony, too, because I've got my own personal doctors are asking me what have I done to change my numbers around so that they can tell their other patients so that they could come off of medication. And it didn't hit me for a long time, so I want to tell you guys what I did to change my numbers, my cholesterol numbers, and my blood pressure numbers. I love y'all. Have a good weekend.
Love you too.
And
thank you, Sandy.
Y'all take care. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing.
Care, guys.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks,
love, love.
Thanks. Love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.